Welcome to AM Best Audio.
For AM Best TV, I'm Ida Axling. We're here today at AM Best's Europe Insurance Markets and Methodology Briefings in London. I am joined by Dom Del Rey, Director of Sustainability at PwC UK. Dom, welcome.
Hi Ida, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So what are the most significant gaps you're seeing between current climate risk modelling practices and what's actually needed to capture the full spectrum of risks?
Thank you, Ida. That's a great question. We think the biggest really imperative for insurers is to continue to stay on top of how they understand climate risk, in particular around the property cat portfolios. And they rely heavily on vendors, and vendors have been raising to that challenge, but it's an always evolving area. So we've seen, for example, with Hurricane Melissa, that the intensification that the hurricane experienced was quite unprecedented. So what does that mean? Does that mean that we're going to see more severe hurricanes? Does that mean that more severe hurricanes will be in locations where we didn't expect them previously? All of that points to the fact that we have to constantly keep an eye on what the science and what real events are saying about climate models. On the transition side, the biggest role of insurers is to be there for their clients as they help to transition to a low carbon economy, an economy where energy is at a premium, where energy demand is rising and the costs are increasing. So the role of insurers in understanding what are the technology advancements that their customers need to transition to the new economy will be really important, and be there to financially protect them. So that's a form of future casting and monitoring, and including that both in the underwriting of property portfolios, but also in the underwriting strategy for new products.
What frameworks have you found most successful in helping insurers and their clients to demonstrate the tangible value from risk mitigation investments?
Thank you, Ida. I love that question, because we've been really responding to what our clients across all the economy have been saying about how their businesses are transforming. They are no more thinking about their business as a sector, an industry sector, but as a domain area where they operate and they can innovate and develop new products. We call that value in motion. And in the value in motion framework, if we take an insurance company, they won't only be relevant in the future for our domain of insure and fund. We think insurers will also be relevant for the domain of make and build, especially insurers that are helping their customers be more resilient to future climate. That will require adaptation, new technologies, new building materials. And that's really the sort of framework that allows strategists within the insurance industry to think about what do they have to do to maintain their business relevant to the needs of the customers. Frameworks like Value in Motion can really help them do that. And so I encourage people to go to our PwC website and look that up.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
And what emerging risks do you think insurers are currently underprepared for?
So I think there is a tendency to think of climate only affecting the property cat business. Climate will have impacts across the whole economy. Think of the food sector. Think of new pathogens, new health, the impacts on that. Think of water scarcity. These are all elements of the economy that will be impacted by future climate. Now, there's a challenge for insurance companies not only to understand these risks, but also understand how they can be relevant and create the products that their customers need. And I think that's really should be a focus. So think beyond property damage and physical risk. Climate will have a much wider impact on society. And actually, we need to prepare ourselves to do that. And there is a really optimism around our ability to deploy technology to make us better adapted. I love to quote a piece of thought leadership that JP Morgan released last summer. They claim that the size of the industry that will be serving the new adaptation economy, that's food technology, food products, food services, will go up to $9 trillion by 2050. And that's actually feels like a long way away, but that will grow, will happen year on year. So understanding the investment opportunity for insurers in the adaptation economy will really help unlock more revenue streams and more relevance for their insurers.
And where do you see technology having the most impact over the next few years?
You'd expect me to say this. I think the technology in how we make insurers more resilient will be really key to this. And by this, I mean the Internet of Things. By this, I mean remote sensing and monitoring. By this, I mean also the use of of AI to crunch the numbers that allow us to understand what's a real cost benefit if I invest in an adaptation measure that will make me more resilient. How do I get the right supply chain set up within my procurement system so that I have more resilience within my business? All these will be technology driven, will be AI driven, but with a significant amount of human intelligence on top as well.
Dom, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you,
Ida. For AM Best TV, I'm Ida Axling.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.